Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show. One.
Hey there, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We are at episode 40-something.
41 and a half?
No, you're no help. I think we're at 43. I don't know. I don't know where we're at. I have so much information overload today that I'm just trying to process it all. Will you shut those doors before my children sneak in?
Yep. And by the way, if my phone locks up on you, there's my password.
Oh, thank you.
Very original, hard to remember.
Now, is that like your ATM password too?
Everything.
Oh, see, I feel like
I've had it since I was like, what, 19?
That's actually pretty sentimental. I like that a lot.
It's never changed.
So, what do you want to talk about first? Because maybe hockey?
Yeah,
so
we can talk about that.
Obviously, the Blues beat the playoffs, beat the Blackhawks last night.
They tried their best to F it up again.
They actually beat the Blackhawks and the refs at the same time.
You realize, and I've seen a couple of people post this today, that we are one skate blade away from
sweeping
them.
That's amazing. So if there was not that goal called back in game two of the offsides, we would have swept the champs.
Yeah. And I still say, like, obviously, Letera was offside, and that's fine.
Right.
But how Andrew Shaw's goal in game two
that was crap.
Overturned.
That was crap. And it's just, it's the amount of the things that have been overturned.
Last night
in this series
was ridiculous.
I had to shut my window so that the neighbors didn't think I was being robbed because I was just screaming gibberish at the top of my lungs.
I thought I was going to get thrown out of a bar last night when the Corey Crawford thing happened with Fabry.
Oh, yes.
And number one, I thought if you were a goalie and you left the crease, you were ejected.
Yes.
And so he doesn't get ejected. He instigates the fight with Fabry.
Right.
And somehow they get the power play. I lost my shit.
I heard Chris Kerber called it really well, too. I didn't hear it. I was watching it on TV. But imagine my confusion because I was watching the game, and Rocky was in the other room watching it, but he was not paying attention. I literally got up to go put a cup in the sink, and I walk back in, and Robbie Fabry and the goalie are fist fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell did I miss in 20 seconds?
Oh, dude, it was nuts.
And then I texted Jimmy because he was on an airplane. I said, Robbie Fabry just fought the goalie. And he's like, hey, something must have auto-corrected.
Because you said Robbie Fabry.
Right. And I'm like, no, that's really what just happened. And so I took a little video and sent it to him. And so one.
And you know what shenanigans when even the Chicago Blackhawks beat writer says, how in the hell did we get a power play out of this?
And then, you know, the big story that came after the game was obviously Shaw, who he's so ugly. I can't even handle his ugliness.
You should find him very attractive.
Because he's got Bieber hair.
Because he's got Bieber hair.
You know what?
He looks like every kid you'd see skateboarding at the mall in
the 90s. I weirdly find Patrick Kane attractive.
Nah, there's no weird about that. That's a good-looking dude.
I think that he's very handsome, so he's the one that I hate.
Sans mullet. When he grows the mullet, I get it. He's an attractive dude.
Yeah, so Shaw got he's suspended from the game tomorrow night because he dropped a lot of the normal F words, but then he dropped the F-A word really blatantly at the ref.
Twice.
Was it?
Once on the ice, once in the box, and then gave him the flying double bird on the way to the box, too.
God, I love hockey. See, I assumed, you know, the F-A word is a bad word that shouldn't be used, but for some reason, I assumed in hockey it was used all the time.
I think it's more than hockey. I think it's sports.
And I don't,
it's pretty
pervasive. I don't think it's meant in the way it's defined.
Oh, it's not at all.
I just think it's in their vernacular of 25 other words that they call them.
Well, it's the same argument that people have with when you say something's gay. You're not saying, you're not using it in the textbook definition.
Right.
And that doesn't make it better or worse. It's just, for whatever reason, the term of calling something that's gay is become synonymous with that's stupid.
Right.
It's not right.
Right.
But you're right. I don't think that he was legitimately calling the right. refs that, because, but you can't use that word.
No, like if the ref was gay, then that this is a whole other story.
Correct.
But I'm glad that he was penalized, because that word shouldn't be still used.
No.
Anywhere, sports, anywhere else. And
well, and I think that the NHL statement hit it right on the head, which is, you know, the heat of competition is no excuse.
No.
And you have to be held accountable for your actions, be them physical actions or verbal.
Correct.
On and off the ice.
Yep. Okay. And then the other thing that has got me all bent out of shape in getting ready to flip this desk over is the Jason Hayward thing. So
yeah.
This started, Jason Hayward, so the Cubs come back to play the Cardinals, what was it, Monday night or Tuesday
Monday,
night?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
And for those who don't know, Jason Hayward was on the Cardinals last year. Left the team on his own.
As a free agent.
As a free agent.
Probably the biggest free agent of the year.
And then had some really not cool things to say about the Cardinals and about St. Louis and about our organization.
Basically that we were old and boring.
Yes. There have been plenty of other players who have left the Cardinals for the Cubs, like Jason Mott, and nobody boos him. Nobody dislikes
him.
Right. And so the fact that the St. Louis Cardinal fans don't like him, including me, has nothing to do with just that he went to the Cubs. It was what he said afterwards.
I agree.
So Hayward comes back to town Monday night, and he comes up to the plate for his first at-bat, and everybody starts to boo him. Rightfully so.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, the next morning, I see this article on Facebook, and the minute I saw it, I knew it wasn't true. I didn't believe it for a second. I was getting frustrated at how quickly it was being shared, just because I knew that it was completely inaccurate. And so I've got it pulled up here. So this was an article in the New York Daily News.
Which, first of all, why is the New York Daily News covering a Cardinals-Cubs game in mid-April?
Because this is a writer who wants to push the racial agenda and make up something that didn't happen.
Does she have a history of this?
No, but obviously people who make up stories like this are the ones who are perpetrating. Here's the headline. Jason Hayward blitzed with alleged N-word taunts from Cardinals fans in his return to St. Louis. She goes on to say,
I love how the term alleged is in there to cover her ass.
Oh, yeah. Of course it is. Is that in addition to booing, crowd mics picked up on multiple Cardinal fans yelling the N-word at the Chicago Cubs right fielder who played last season for the Redbirds. Fans who felt slighted by his so-called portrayal felt booing wasn't enough to get their point across. And so she writes that article as if it's truth. Now,
okay.
Her source was two dudes on Twitter. Like, literally.
Oh, really?
So there was a guy on Twitter who said, and I've got those two. Let me pull them up here. I screenshot.
Does she say that these are her sources?
No, I don't think she did. One guy literally says, hey, I've got a buddy at the Cards-Cubs game who said he overheard someone say the N-word at Jason Hayward.
So it's hearsay by hearsay.
Yes.
By hearsay.
Hearsay by hearsay, and it's on Twitter.
Because everything on the internet's true.
Right. And so she goes and writes this horribly irresponsible article, and then it gets shared a bazillion times, and then after that, all these other legitimate news sources are picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
So CBS Sports is picking it up, and before you know it, the entire town of St. Louis is a bunch of racial a-holes, which is really the last thing that we need right now after what we've been through.
I agree.
And so for someone from New York who doesn't live here and didn't live through the Ferguson thing and isn't here watching us trying to pick up the pieces, for her to try to, and it was a girl who wrote it, for her to try to just stir this up again and make up something that's not true, I mean, she's just an ass.
I would agree. It is very irresponsible journalism.
So then what happened was, let me get my little paper here. Where did it go? All right. So, ESPN officials who broadcast the game said that they investigated. They did not pick up any tangible racial slurs from the ESPN game audio. Jason Hayward himself was interviewed. He said he did not hear any of the racial slurs. And then Deadspin, who, you know, Deadspin
hates St. Louis.
Deadspin hates St. Louis. Go ahead and
they will take any chance they can to duke on the
yes.
Cardinals.
Deadspin investigated this. They contacted both ESPN and WGN, and they have listened to a range of isolated audio feeds from multiple broadcasts from both of his at-bats,
including ESPN's crowd audio, field level audio, and the Cardinals Park audio feed. And at no point did they hear any offensive, intelligible racial slurs during any of his at-bats.
Yeah.
F you, Katie Feldman.
Yeah. I can't definitively say that it did or didn't happen. But am I saying 100% that there wasn't one person in the park who didn't say it? No. Exactly. There probably was.
Here's the thing.
But to report that as the entire fan base was screaming the N-word at Jason Hayward
is
irresponsible.
And she should be fired.
Or at the very least suspended. And made to write an apology letter to the team, to Jason Hayward, and to the city.
And it should be on the front page.
Yes.
And listen, I know that Cardinals fans get on people's nerves because we claim to be perfect. I get on our own nerves sometimes. And, you know, there are small-minded people everywhere.
Absolutely.
There are stupid people everywhere. Was there some idiot in the fan who maybe used that word?
Probably.
I don't know. But here's the thing that I know about Busch Stadium. That is the only thing that we have left in this community that is keeping us all together. I mean, it's like our Cardinals is kind of our... I was there on opening day, and I remember like looking at all the diversity, and everybody was in such a good mood and having such a good time that the reason that I knew that article wasn't true immediately was because if that was truly happening, the fans around them would have never put up with that.
Yeah.
Because there are idiots and there are hateful people out there that use language that there shouldn't. But I will always believe that there are more good people than bad. And if somebody was truly taunting him or repeating that word or saying it loud enough so that other people could hear, the fans wouldn't have put up with it. The stadium wouldn't have put up with it.
I would imagine if there was something happening to that level, that people would have been ejected.
Of course they would have. I think that the fans would have handled it.
Yeah.
I know I would have handled it. There's no way that somebody would talk like that around me and I wouldn't have something to say about it.
Right.
So that... that covers it beginning to end.
For now.
But since Miss Kate Feldman,
is she the lady who's on the post that you made?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What struck me more was that she just looked like some chick hanging out at a baseball game.
Yeah, no, that was a picture I pulled off of her Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I
thought that was supposed to be like her official New York Times photo. I was like, girl.
Nope, I selected it from a profile picture, so.
Nice.
Whenever I pull somebody's picture, I at least try to pick one that I think they liked.
Okay.
So Kate Feldman did not get fired. She has not had to post a retraction or an apology. So it is time to send her some poop.
Shippeth the poo.
So last time we sent poop to somebody, it was Stan Kroenke with the Rams.
Yeah.
And since then, I've had a lot of people say, Kelly, send poop for this, send poop for that. And every time I'm like, no, this is stupid. I don't want this to become a thing. And then this bitch comes along.
Yeah, it's pretty deserving.
And so we contacted some of our listeners on Facebook, and they were able to help us. We got $100.
Nice.
I didn't do a big...
Tupperware container?
No. I didn't do a big fundraiser again because I knew that they'd shut me down.
Right.
So what we're going to do now is we are going to call Guillermo, our good old buddy at I Poop You, and we are going to place this order. Hey, Jimmy.
What?
Can you get me that address again? Because you texted it to me and it's on my phone. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to call him on speakerphone, and you're going to have to put the butt end of your phone up to that microphone.
Yep.
Because last time we did it wrong.
Correct.
and you got to get closer to me so that he can hear me, because he can't hear me through headphones.
Oh, true.
All right. He'll hear you on speakerphone if you're talking that loud right there.
I don't know about that.
I'll just put it up to your microphone.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
If you're doing the talking, he doesn't need to be on my mic.
Nope. Okay.
Ready?
Yep. Let's call our buddy Guillermo at ipoopyou.com. He is always willing to help us out in shipping the finest shit in America. Oh, here, I'll hold it.
Hello, thank you for calling. I Poop You. This is Guillermo.
Hey.
Hey, Guillermo. It's the Kelly Mano Show. How are you?
Hey, hi, Kelly. How are you doing? Very nice speaking with you. What do I owe this pleasure?
What do I owe this pleasure? Well, I'll tell you what. I've got another person that I would like to send some of your fine, fine fecal matter to. So what kind of poop is in stock right now? What you got?
What is today's special?
Yes.
Well, we just went farming recently because we had to restock. So right now, our storage is full of fresh cow.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah. Then we have these beautiful horses that they are normally running wild in a beautiful field around the Bay Area of San Francisco. And we, of course, have our goat poop and one of our favorites, the duck, which we call the quack crap.
Oh, nice. I kind of like the goat poop. Wasn't there a thing about a goat with the cubs?
Oh, the billy goat. Yeah, the curse of the billy goat.
Yeah, goat poop might be my favorite because it's like really cute. It looks like those cereals that we used to have for breakfast when we were kids. And I don't know. I think it's a very classy one.
Okay. Well, you know what? The Kelly Mano Show is nothing but class.
That's right.
That is why we're sending a Tupperware container of poop. So I'm going to tell you who this is going to, and I'm going to have you write it all down. I've got a couple of names that want to make sure they get on the card. Did Jimmy bring in that address? All right.
Yeah, of course. You can give me everything. I'm ready to take your order, and we'll get it from there.
All right. So this order is going to go to the New York Daily News.
Oh, New York Daily News. Huh? Yep. So we might get in the news then.
I think we might. Attention.
I think we're actually getting in the news, like literally.
I believe so.
All right. Attention, Kate Feldman. F-E-L-D-M-A-N. Attention, Kate Feldman. Where did you put the address?
It was on a text. I can put it right
hold on.
Oh, okay. All right. So New York Daily News. Attention, Kate Feldman. And we've got $100, so that's going to send a lot of goat poop, right?
Yeah. I'm actually going to include a big, big bag for you guys. We love returning customers, so we'll add some extra.
Awesome.
All right. And so, hang on. We're getting the address for you, Guillermo. How's the weather out there in California?
Actually, I'm happy you make me this question. Right now, I'm outside. On my deck, enjoying the beautiful sun with certainly a bit of breeze. So no complaints, no complaints.
Lovely.
Good for you. All right, so we do have the address. It is 4 New York Plaza, New York, New York, 1004.
Yeah, you're missing the digit there.
I am 10004.
Yeah.
That's why I pay you the big bucks, hosses.
Thank you.
Help me from doing stupid things.
I was like, wait a minute.
And so I'm gonna read off these names real quick, but then I'm also gonna email these to you. Okay. So Yes, we would like to send the poop on behalf of the fans of the St. Louis Cardinals, including Kelly Mano, Chris Frank, Gary Weed, Patty Mano, the Booty Family, Buddy Mac, and Maria from O-Town. If I send you all of those names, will you make sure that they get in a card, and will you send us a picture again?
Yeah, it's just like we did last time. We'll make a beautiful card with
everybody
included.
Yes. I can't wait, and I want to get this to her as soon as possible. So
we can get that on the mail either tomorrow or Friday morning by the latest.
Perfect. And so when we get off the phone now, I'm going to handle the payment for you, okay? I'll send you an email.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kelly.
All right.
Thank you, Guillermo.
We love talking to you. And if anybody out there needs to send poop, they should always check out our good buddy. Can you take him there?
Yeah.
Our good buddy Guillermo at ipoopyou.com. So again, I was not really expecting that we were going to be sending the poop again. But, you know, you got to do
it. We always said
gotta...
we would bring it back if the need arose. And
yeah.
I think this is a fine need.
And a lot of people have pissed me off between Kroenke and this.
Sure.
But if anyone needs some poop sent to them, it's this bitch.
Did we decide? Are we doing goat? Because it's classy?
Yeah, we went with goat poop because...
And it looks like breakfast cereal?
He said it looks like... He probably... Do you think he's thinking of like the...
I think he's thinking like Cocoa Puffs.
I was just going to say like the Cocoa Puffs or the Trix or something
it's
like
gotta
that.
It's got to be. So. If it's Fruity Pebbles, I'm scared.
Well, we're going to have a picture of it, as always, and we're going to put that up at kellymano.com. Thank you for everybody who contributed to our second poop campaign. You know, on behalf of the pissed off St. Louis Cardinals fans who don't want to put up with Kate Feldman and her race baiting shitty article, I hope she gets fired, and I hope she at least has to post an apology. Kiss our ass, Kate Feldman. Enjoy your shit. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Oh yeah, Hoss. Do you know why I'm playing Pimp Juice right now?
Are you gonna pimp us out?
I'm pimping us out.
Yeah.
Did you know that Hoss and Kelly Mano are available to host your event?
That's truth.
Yeah, I mean, if you need us to host your trivia night, your celebrity gala,
bar mitzvahs,
circumcisions,
births.
Yes, if you want us to live broadcast your birth, we will do it for you.
Dinosaur costumes cost extra.
They do. They cost a little bit extra. But if you have an event coming up, whether it's a trivia night or a charity event or something that you are looking for an MC or somebody to run the show, Hoss and I pimp each other out.
That's true.
For a small fee that goes to feed starving children.
In my belly.
If you are interested to hire myself and Hoss to come out and host your event, make sure you email the show, heykelly@kellymano.com. We would love to hear from you.
No event is too big. No fee is too big.
No pimp cup is too large.
That's true.
Pimp juice, baby. Hire Kelly and Hoss. Don't you get in a hurry. Slow down. And I might let you touch it. You ain't from Russia, so why you rushing? She want my pimp juice.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
It's kind of quiet in here and nice and roomy because Gary's not here.
Yeah.
Because we sent him to go get donuts.
Yep.
He is currently on a donut run, and we're going to see if he can get back by the end of the first, by the end of, you know what, do you want to pull up his Facebook Live?
Sure.
So you can kind of like update me like as he goes.
Where he's at?
Yeah.
You know what else I remember from junior high as far as like the horny thing?
What?
Do you remember the tops of Coke cans?
Yeah.
If you could get the whole top off
without
snapping the middle part off.
Yeah.
Those were called F me tabs.
Really?
Yep.
We did the thing where if you had a Tootsie Roll Pop and you got the Indian shooting the star, it meant you were going to get lucky. Because
I remember that meant something for me too, but I don't remember what it was.
There's all kinds of like designs when you look at a little Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yeah,
and
the Indian with the star was, it meant something, but I forget what it was.
Yes, yes. So go ahead and look up Gary there, and you let me know when you think he's getting close, because he may actually have questions about the donuts, because it's a very specific donut that I get. And we'll just kind of pop him up in the background and see if he succeeds. How's he doing in there? Can you see him?
He's paused right now.
Oh, he's paused.
At least on my phone, he is.
Well, because my husband's not feeling good. He's, like, near death right now.
Yeah.
Jimmy is one of those guys who will, like, not sleep for 3 days, and then he has to catch up.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you,
too. I'll run myself to the ground.
And I'm the opposite. I get 8 hours of sleep every single night.
I'm better now. Like, the job I have now, I don't travel as much.
Yeah.
But the last place I was at, we were always on the run, and I would break down all the time because I would go, like, 8, 9, 10 days straight.
Yeah.
And then I would get home, and like that first night you could sleep in your own bed, your body would relax.
Yes.
And everything that was wrong with you would just nail you, and I'd be dead.
So, I know a lot of people that can do that, but I have to have my sleep every single night, or I start
getting... looks like a bad episode of the Blair Witch Project.
Oh my God, that's just Gary's beard and nostrils. Why is it paused on that frame?
I don't know.
I start getting anxiety if I can't get sleep, you know, if I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, I'm under 8 hours now.
Have you ever been so tired that you can't sleep?
Oh, yes, and then I get the restless legs.
Saturday night.
Was that before you left for...
That was after I came back. Well, so while I'm at Coachella last weekend, I get a notice from Southwest. Thank God I got it before I got into the desert.
Right.
That said, hey, you're supposed to be flying back home through Denver. FYI, there's a blizzard.
Right.
So if you call us, we will rebook you for free.
Nice.
So, yeah.
What airline was that?
Southwest. I love which Southwest. Usually, act of God means they don't have to do nothing for you.
Sure, yeah.
So they go, whatever you want to do, this is your get-out-of-jail-free card. Any changes you make after this, it's on you.
Yeah.
They could keep me flying out of the airport that I was at, but I wasn't going to get home until like 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
They said, if you want to drive up to LAX, you can take an 8:30 a.m. flight nonstop and get home at 1:30.
But you didn't have a car there.
I had a rental.
Oh, okay.
And I said, yep, do it. So I got out of Coachella at 1 a.m., went back to my hotel where my stuff was at, and I realized, you know, it's an hour and a half to LAX. I don't need to get there now. If I go to sleep right now, I can get 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, how do you even get back up?
I had to set a wake-up call because I knew I wouldn't on my own. But I laid there on my bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, go to sleep. Go to sleep. You were exhausted. Could not fall asleep for like
an hour. I hate that. Did you ever figure out, you posted that video on Facebook of the cops swerving back and forth in front of you guys? So you were in like traffic leaving, and all of a sudden there was a cop in front of you guys with his lights on just doing like S's in the highway.
Yeah, it,
like,
dude, it was so bizarre.
Did you figure out what it was?
Well, he stopped. Like right after I hit pause on that video, he stopped his car perpendicular to traffic, like taking up three lanes. There was a stalled car on the side of the road.
Okay.
It wasn't inhibiting traffic. There was nobody in danger.
Well,
and he helped them. But, like, I've seen the Missouri Highway Patrol pull up off to the side of the road and help a stranded motorist. Like, it's not like there was danger. Like,
right.
My first thought was...
There's a car chase.
My first thought was... At first, I thought he was following someone who was weaving.
Right.
And then it became evidence that that wasn't the case. And then when I saw him legitimately block the lanes of traffic, get out and shine the flashlights on all of us saying stop.
Right.
And walk over to the car on the side of the road, I was like, there's either a shooter in that car.
Right.
Or there's a bomb.
Well, I guess it's the California people. They can't handle a little.
But he moved the car off the side of the road. And like, I was in the second row of traffic. Like there was one car in front of me in my lane.
Yeah.
And you can see the first row of people like. Slowly start to go like, are we cool? Are we cool? And the cop was like, yep, go on through.
Well,
it was bizarre. Like, I don't think that a stranded motorist on the side of the road necessitated that.
I could see how they would want to maybe slow down traffic leading up to the motorist because...
They full on stopped it.
That is insane.
Yeah, we were at a dead stop, and this was on the 10, which is the highway that goes... From the Santa Monica Pier all the way to, like, Phoenix and beyond.
Right.
And it's a major interstate.
That traffic out there, as it is just hideous.
Yeah, it's a six-lane highway each way.
Oh, God. When I lived in L.A., which was a really short period of time for the summer internship, I had to, when I would have to drive there, keep in mind, I grew up in Illinois. My mom did not even let me drive in St. Louis.
Where did you live in L.A.?
I lived in Hollywood, right by the Jay Leno studios and all that.
Oh, so you lived over the hill. You lived in Burbank.
Yes, I was in Burbank. And so, but when I would go to work, I would get off on this highway and my exit was 3/4 of a mile away.
Okay.
And I had to make it over 6 lanes in 3/4 of a mile.
Was it the 405?
I don't know. Because it was in the Skilo song. I take the 110 to the 405 or whatever. Get off at Crenshaw.
Right.
Because like whatever my directions were in a Skilo song. And I love it.
I lived right off of the 405 and the 10.
Yeah. I absolutely love L.A. And it's like.
It's so great.
That's really.
I took a picture of the skyline as I was driving. So I had to drive into L.A. Sunday to fly home. And as I was going down the 105 towards the airport, there's about a 2-mile window where you can look out your passenger window and see downtown L.A.
Yes.
And the Hollywood sign and everything. And I just snapped a picture. Highly illegal, by the way. And I didn't realize that there was a motorcycle cop next to me.
Ooh.
Snapped a picture of the skyline, and I was just like, hello, old friend.
Oh,
I wish,
man.
I could stay and hang
if
out.
I did not like my family so much, as far as my extended family, I would live in L.A. tomorrow.
I could go back tomorrow.
And Jimmy would, too.
I could go back tomorrow.
Oh.
The only caveat would be... I would have to be able to make as much money to live the way I live here, out there.
And your parents would, I would assume, have a hernia.
Oh, they would move out.
They would go out there with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My they loved LA a lot more than they thought they would.
My mom is having a fit that I'm moving 15 minutes further down the highway from her. I'm like, you have no idea how bad I want to go to LA and like just take the kids, and especially when we get into like really bad
weather. It has a bad rap, but it's really fun.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
LA is really less of a city and more of a bunch of neighborhoods that grew together.
It is. And you know what? My hair looks fabulous in LA because there's no humidity.
It's true.
Every time I go there, I'm like, damn, my hair looks awesome.
Christmas and New Year's on the beach, pretty easy to get used to.
I can't imagine. Well, I didn't even have time to get in my weekend. We're going to talk about that whenever we get back because I went to a drag queen show.
So fun. Those are so fun.
Well, in typical Kelly Mano fashion, I thought it would just be a normal drag queen night, and it kind of wasn't. And then I'm going to tell you about the time that I accidentally took my kids to a drag show, which
awesome.
Was amazing. It was Cher night, and Lucy,
of course it was.
Lucy was in love with every single one of their outfits.
Of course
outfits.
She was.
We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
And if you got them, give me two of those. I can tell she never seen Murphy Lee before, cause she just standing there as if I'm shooting free throws. I said, excuse me, miss, I only wanna buy shoes. She said, I love you, Murphy, especially in the white and blue. I said, the white and blue sound nice, make it twice. And I signed an autograph, thanks for the advice.
I keep it real dirty, you know how I do. Purple and gold with the Lakers, the Broncos, the ones
that... The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. If you are in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, JM Motors is the only place that I want you to go. They are the best pre-owned car lot in the entire world. Is that a liability if I say that?
I don't think so.
Can I just give them that title?
Sure.
I can just assign it, right?
Absolutely.
I think they're the best. I've been on their car lot, and it's absolutely amazing because it's like the size of a new car lot. They've got so much inventory there. And if you don't follow them on Facebook or Instagram, you should, because they're always putting their new vehicles out there. Their website is jmmotorsauto.com. And if you would like to stop by and check out their fleet, you can do that at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois. Haas, how far are they from the Arch?
10 minutes.
So, do you know how long they've been in business?
Long time.
Over 45 years.
Correct.
I know, right? You were just testing me. And guess what? Guess what happens if you, or guess how you get a free gas card for $50?
You buy a car there.
No, but what do you have to say?
Kelly Mano.
Yes. Another one of these places that you just walk in and just scream my name and they give you free stuff.
Does not work on the West Coast.
You tried it at Coachella? All right. So if you are in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, make sure you check out jmmotorsauto.com. Make sure that you tell them that Kelly Mano sent you.
Come on. Joy. Bump it up.
Pain.
Come on. Here we go.
Sunshine.
What else?
Podcast, and while most times we hang out talking about being in donuts and drag queens and other things, yeah, we also have these big gigantic hearts, and I like finding other people.
I don't like to share mine a lot, but yeah, it's there.
No, you don't. You and I both have really big hearts, yet like small cold stone ones at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I always say like I'm the nicest person and the biggest bitch you will ever meet in your life, and who you meet depends on you, not
Correct.
Me.
Correct.
I think that's why we get along so well. But today, the nice person is here, which I'm sure Dawn and Melissa are thrilled about. So we have Dawn and Melissa here. They are from Moms on a Mission. Yay. Welcome them to the Kelly Mano Show. So I'm going to go ahead and start this interview because I became a member of this Facebook group called Moms on a Mission. How long have you had this Facebook group?
The group itself has been going on for a little over a year now. We've been just on Facebook, so it's grown quite a bit in a year.
And so scoot up a little bit closer. There you go. We always say get third date close to the microphone.
All right, I'll do my best.
Perfect. So you are a mom of...
Three boys.
Yes.
Wow.
So you are outnumbered. How old are they?
I have a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 18-month-old.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Every 4 years, I have a boy.
There you go.
It's kind of a thing I do, you know?
Sweet.
Just like the president. Well, that's why I did it.
Are they all leap years?
They don't have to run against each other
when they run for president,
you know?
One term at a time.
Did you have them all in leap years so that they're all forever going to be like three?
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would have been awesome. No, I'm not on that level of cool yet.
And so you're a mom of three little boys.
Yes.
And did you start Moms on a Mission yourself?
Yes, I did.
And how was this born? This is a small group on Facebook. Well, it's not small anymore.
Not anymore.
Of moms who pitch in and help. And it's not your average charity, because you guys really do a lot of little things.
Yes.
Which amazes me. So what made you start this group?
Okay, well, me myself personally, for quite a time before I started the group, mm-hmm. I was doing outreach of my own. My sister and I would put backpacks on
okay.
and go to like downtown St. Louis with flashlights and go like to abandoned buildings and
the places that we avoid.
The places that most people avoid. I don't know. There's something that's, you know, it's not right, but that's cool. It's all right. I've never felt in danger. I've never felt unsafe or I wouldn't go. But
right.
I was down on my luck for a good amount of time. You know, I was pregnant with my 18-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
And his father had lost his job. Like, we were being evicted. It was really cruddy.
Sure.
And I felt really, really bad for myself. I was having this grand pity party, right? And nobody was joining in my pity party, which made it worse. And
I know.
Like, you're all the worst, you know? And then little things started to happen. People were helping me here and helping me there. And then, like, one day, for whatever reason, I just realized that, like, I was looking at it all wrong. Like, instead of them being burdens, they were blessings, you know, because
sure.
every time something bad happened, almost every time somebody was there to go, you know, it's okay, let me help you
right.
or whatever. So I started to try to look around for groups that I could volunteer with. And my problem was most of the groups, they specialize in one particular kind of a charity.
Exactly. Like, it's either kids or animals
or
the elderly.
I am way too ADD for that. Like,
yeah.
I am like, okay, I walk down the street and I'm like, ooh, I wonder if they need water. Ooh, like it's
right.
a sickness. It's
right.
a good sickness.
Yes.
But like, it's the way I am. And I just was like, okay, I need a group that I can kind of run. We can kind of just do whatever we want to do. Like, I have a problem answering to anybody. I kind of need to be the ruler of the roost.
Oh, I would not know anything about that.
You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, let's just see. And I thought, well, you know, we'll just do Moms on a Mission because that way it's kind of broad.
And
you know?
So what was the first thing you did in Moms on a Mission?
We had a brown bag lunch event. What I thought was, let's make some brown bag lunch sacks for the homeless. And this was long before I knew that it was illegal. I don't care. That
Why is it illegal?
Why is
yeah.
it illegal?
This is something that most people don't know. Feeding the homeless, anything other than Pop-Top canned sealed potato chips, if I want to make a sandwich, even if I want to buy McDonald's, it is illegal. They
wow.
can give me a $500 ticket.
That's insane.
It's absolutely insane. But the things you have to go through to get the license is even more. It's
so
it's
you just do it.
Absurd.
So you did a brown bag lunch
yes.
for the homeless.
So I decided to make a Facebook event and, you know, invite some of my friends and see what would happen. We ended up making 564 brown bag lunches our very first event, and I was like, well, I think it works, because what I found out is tons of people want to help. But they didn't know how. There was no avenue. You know, it's like, I have all this stuff, and it's easier to just take it to the Goodwill.
It is.
You know, yeah. and that, don't do it. Don't go to the Goodwill. Like, don't
right.
do it.
So after that first brown bag, so did you guys carry all those brown bags down yourself?
Yes, we loaded up minivans, and we went and we distributed them. And what we weren't able to physically hand out that night, we took down to the Larry Rice homeless shelter.
Right.
And gave them to him, and he... He kind of goes against the rules, too, and we knew he would accept the brown bags
sure.
and take them and hand them out for
And
us.
So you work a lot with the homeless, and Moms
yes.
on a Mission, like, your mission is to just do small acts of kindness for people.
Yeah, and it goes a long way, you know, little bitty things, and it inspires other people, and, like, that's the thing. Like, I love whenever somebody's like, I did this because, you know, I thought, what a great idea. You guys are taking flowers in nursing homes, and we didn't think about doing this.
Right.
We didn't think about this.
And the reason that I want everybody to join this group on Facebook is because you never know when you can help. And something that last week really, really touched my heart was, I guess there was a grandfather who had a death in the family.
Yes, his granddaughter. I don't know if you guys heard the news story out of Dupo. There was a little girl that was... She was killed.
I
allegedly,
did see
she
that.
Was suffocated by her mother.
By her mom. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was very, very sad. And
so that was her grandpa?
That was her, the little girl's grandfather.
Was it
and
the mother's dad or the father's dad?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm believing it was on the father's side because that's who we've been in contact
right.
with, you know, trying to help out with
right.
candles for the vigil or little things like that. You know, we didn't wear our shirts. It was nothing like self-promoting.
Sure.
We genuinely
sure.
want to be helpful in the community. Like, it's important to me. And it being in Dupo, Dupo's a tiny little town.
Oh, yeah.
So this grandpa has lost his granddaughter in this horrific, horrific way. And what did he need so badly?
You know, he didn't think about what he was going to wear to the funeral. This, you know, it isn't a family that comes from a lot of money, which most families in Dupo are.
Dupo is a small, blue-collar town.
And that's who we are. And, you know, it wasn't thought of until kind of last minute. And he was like, I don't have anything to wear. And
I don't have the money to go.
And I don't have the money to just go out and buy it.
When you live paycheck to paycheck and your granddaughter is murdered or killed unexpectedly.
Probably not in the budget.
It's not in the budget to run out and spend $60 at Walmart on a new outfit. And so how long was it before you had something delivered to your door?
1 hour. And we actually had two people. We had to have, one girl had to go and return the items that she bought because the other guy beat her to the punch. I got this phone call that was like, Let me do it. Right. And I was like, let you do. And he said, I usually go down and volunteer with you guys, and I haven't been able to because of work and other things for the past couple of months, and it was really weighing heavily on me. And I was looking on Facebook, and then there it was.
And I'm free today.
And I have the funds, I have the means, and I have the ability, let me do it. And he went and he bought from the shoes to the socks to the hat on top of his head and everything.
I saw.
That's awesome.
So isn't that amazing that you can be a part of this Facebook group and just little things like
little things.
And you've got Dawn, who's like your head honcho, who's whipping everyone into shape and telling you what you need and where to bring it. And all you have to do is say, oh, you know what? I'm free this afternoon. Let me run to Kmart and get him a pair of dress pants and a shirt.
Yeah, and that's what's a little bit different. We want involvement. We love it. We love when other groups get involved with this.
Right.
I just think the more people that, you know, are in the same mindset as you,
yep,
the better off that it is, you know. And we like people to come out and, you know, physically do it, because once you physically and personally become involved with it, it really does change you. Like,
and we've got Melissa here, who's being very quiet and very shy.
Yes.
Melissa, what do you do for the organization, or are you just here to support Dawn?
Today I'm the chauffeur.
Yeah, I don't drive any of the places.
All right.
That's really funny. Well,
is this by choice or is this court ordered?
Well, it's humanity. It's a public service, really.
Yeah.
I'm not out there to. I'm trying to help people. Okay,
not run them off the road.
Exactly.
It's really funny. That's very funny. I'm going to ask you one more question, and then I want to plug your group, and I want to plug the event that you have coming up this weekend.
Perfect.
So my question is, and I'll give you a minute to think about it, is what is the one mission that has touched your heart the most? And Melissa and Dawn can both kind of think about this. So while you think about what maybe your favorite mission is, tell everybody, just grab that and pull it towards you. It's that microphone has a mind of its own. What do you guys have going on this weekend that people can help with?
Okay, it's our annual donation only yard sale. It's by far our biggest fundraiser of the year. It took me a long time to do fundraisers, because for the longest time, when people would try to give us money, I would say, oh, no, I deal in used t-shirts.
Right, don't give me money, because then when you start taking money, people will start questioning what you're doing with it.
Exactly,
right.
You know, and that's where all the pictures come in. You know, some people say, you know, you take a lot of pictures. I sure do. That's our marketing.
Proof.
We don't have money for marketing, and I want to show you, like, the journey of a donation. We get it here, and look where it ends up, you know. So money became a part of it when we tried to apply for the 501c3, which is about... Initially, it was $1,000.
That's crazy.
To do. And then, you know, everything in between. We have to buy things. We need supplies and stuff. So the donation-only yard sale is just that. It's a donation-only yard sale. You pay only what you can, even if you're paying with a prayer, is what we what we say. So if you need stuff, come and get it for free. We're not going to say anything. We want to help
and
you.
Where is it, and where can they come? If somebody is in need, where can they come to shop at this donation-only garage sale?
Yeah, if you're in urgent need, you can get a hold of us on Moms on a Mission. Make a post. We'll get a hold of you. We will help you anytime. We do it all the time.
Great.
But if you're wanting to come out to try to get clothes for yourself or things like that, on April 23rd, this Saturday, from 8 a.m. until, you know, until the cows come home,
until when the stuff's run out.
Until we're out of stuff or I'm just too tired to go on, we're going to be doing the donation-only yard sale.
Great.
And it's going to be at the Scout Hut in Dupo. The address there is 200 South 5th Street.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and
it's
I will,
right by the Legion.
I will also put that at kellymano.com
Perfect. Thank
for
you.
Folks who you know, aren't able to write that down right now. And how do you deal with, because I'm sure that while you help a lot of people who really, really need it, I'm sure that there are those who come around that are just trying to take advantage of you.
Absolutely.
How do you, I mean, are you able to red flag those people pretty quickly?
Right at first. And in the very beginning, I was, oh man, that was a big pet peeve of mine. And what I have learned from doing this is my mission in this is to give.
Right.
And I'm here to give. And that's my karma. And if you get it from me and you're not getting it for the right reasons, then, sweetheart, that's your karma.
Yep.
And I can't do anything about it. So I'm going to give it. And I give without stipulation and I give without judgment. And a lot of the times, have I seen things that I've given away posted on the yard sale board? I have. And I just hope that maybe they needed the money more than they needed the dress. Because sure. They needed food.
God,
or, you know.
Bless you. Why is there not like a halo floating above your head? Because I would find that person and be like, hey, get over here, jerk.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get past. Like, I really was like that at first because.
Oh, I could imagine.
Oh, I was like, oh, I cannot believe that you're doing that. That's unbelievable to me. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you'll come across and I would be so heavy if I let it all, and I just don't, and that's the way I look at it is, you know.
You know, what's funny is that exact philosophy came from my own son, because, you know, he is going in, he's in fifth grade now, and, you know, we go to a lot of Cardinals and Blues games, and he cannot handle the homeless people outside the games, and, you know, so now, like, it's his thing, you know, and I'm not trying to, like, speak highly of him, because he does plenty of turd face things too, but we go every time we go to a game, he'll dump out his piggy bank.
Yes.
He makes sure he has money when we leave, because he won't sleep if he passes somebody and doesn't try to help them. And I said to him, I'm like, Rocky, I'm like, you don't know that person. They could just be fake and be homeless. I don't.
Yep.
And he's like, but what if they're not? At least we tried.
Exactly.
And
yep.
I'm
and
like, damn
him.
It. 11-year-old putting me right
yeah.
in my place.
Yeah.
And he got out of it. He got the same lesson out of it, whether that man was homeless or that man wasn't homeless.
Right.
So, you know, he paid 64 cents or $1.50
right.
for this amazing lesson. And once you give like that personally, you're completely changed. When you go home and it's snowing, you don't go, oh, I gotta go and bury my car. Like, you think about it because you've
right.
been, you've talked to these people.
And I've seen kids out on missions with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we absolutely invite the kids to come out with us on Saturday mornings. It's a really big event downtown every
and
Saturday.
You've got three kids yourself.
Yes.
So God bless you for doing all this. quickly talk about maybe what your favorite mission was that you guys have done so far, and then we'll plug the group one more time.
Absolutely. Well, we do a mission called Caring Cases, and this is for foster children. This isn't even for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I love my homeless friends, but we do that so often that it doesn't stand out the same as when we do the missions like the mm-hmm. Caring Case missions. And what that is a lot of people don't know, whenever children in the foster care system move from placement to placement, very, very often they are given just a trash bag to move their
belongings. I know that for a fact. That,
yes.
that I've seen the kids that show up with a black trash bag of
yes,
belongings.
Yes, and that's what it is. It's a black trash bag. And when I heard this, I thought, that is just awful. And people say, oh my goodness, were you a foster child? No, I had a great childhood.
That's awful.
It mm-hmm. is. It's so
might as well just
sad.
Give them a bandana and a stick like a
yeah,
hobo.
No,
exactly.
They when they get taken away from their parents, they will shove whatever they see handy in a black trash bag,
mm-hmm.
and they show up at their foster parents' front door with a black trash bag full of stuff. So what
wow.
do you guys
yes.
do for the kids?
What we do is an event. We work with a group called Together We Rise, and we do what's called Caring Cases. And for $25, people sponsor a bag. And in this, it's a duffel bag that we will have sent to us, and we will have an event where everybody meets and we hand decorate the duffel bags with love. We put all kinds of goodies inside of it, blankets, stuffed animals,
coloring books,
age appropriate, things like that. And then we take them to the local foster care facilities and they give them to the children instead of trash bags.
Nice.
Upon moving. So it's something that they can have that's personalized for them.
All right. Can I make you a promise?
Yes.
I'm going to get involved in this before the end of the year.
Yay.
Because, you know, I sit as a lurker and I just watch your page. And then I just think, I'm like, you know, I got three kids, two dogs and a pig. I run two businesses. I'm selling a house. I'm moving into another one. But to be honest, like, it's not an excuse. Like, everybody's busy. You know, if you wait until the perfect time to reach out and help, you're never going to.
Right. And that's, you know, that's just it, too. There's sometimes when it's, you know, it's difficult. It's like, oh, I got to find a babysitter and I got to do this. But as soon as I get out there, it's
yep.
total, every time, it's totally worth it.
And, I mean, the best thing you can do, like I said, we're going to plug the yard sale at kellymano.com later today. But you also, if you join the Facebook group Moms on a Mission,
yes.
just being a part of that group and seeing what you can help with.
Yeah,
because you never know.
All the time. Yeah, and there's different needs every day. Like, we've helped with the flood victims, you know, whenever the flooding happened a while back.
Yeah.
We boated some goods into a guy that was stranded. Wow. We're insane. Like, and people get touched by different things. You know, now we started helping with homeless animals and things like that. So, you know, we just watch. You'll find something that will pull on your heartstrings.
You are a good egg, Dawn.
Yay! So I know that it's Thursday and your sale is Saturday, but if people have things that they want to donate, can they come down to the sale?
Yes, they can bring them directly to the yard sale with them because nothing's going to have a price tag on it.
Got it.
So bring some stuff. A lot of people do that in lieu of payment. You know, they might not have the money, but they got some extra
stuff. Trade something up.
So, yeah, absolutely. That's
God,
fine.
I can't even go through my kids' old bags of clothes. God bless you for the crap you go through and organize.
Yay,
because, well, Moms on a Mission is a great organization. I promise you that before the end of this year, what are we in, 2016?
Sure.
What year is this?
I don't even know.
October?
I'm going to help out because I just love your mission. So thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting us. I'll talk about it anytime that anybody wants
to. I hope that your yard sale is an amazing success.
Thank you. We want to get some new tables and some new totes.
All right. Well, head over to the Facebook page or the Facebook group Moms on a Mission and see how you can help out with Dawn and Melissa. Thank you for coming in, ladies.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
From the new, applaud the boom, do what you want to. Talk to me, then try to put me down. We used to be cool, now we don't hang around. Used to be friends, but now we're foes. Ask me why, man, no one knows.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Loot Crate. It is every dork, geek, and gamer's dream come true.
You're damn right.
So it's basically like a delivery service every month. You know, like back in the day, our parents used to get like really dumb stuff like fruit baskets. Like you'd sign up for like a fruit of the month club. This is like a dork of the month club.
It really is. It's like Comic-Con in your mailbox every month.
Right. So for less than $20 a month, you can sign up for Loot Crate. And what they do is every month you get a different box. And every month is a different theme. Hoss has been doing it for years. All of his buddies have been doing it for years. I think I'm going to get it. Well, not for years, but for months. It's a new company.
I think I'm right around a year.
Okay. Well, my nephew is getting ready to have a birthday. And I think I'm going to do it for him because I'll be the best aunt ever. If I'm like, happy birthday. Here's your shoebox of dork stuff.
It's so cool.
And then guess what? You're going to get it once a month for the next 6 months.
Yep.
And unlike these things that suck in all your money and like hook you in because they got your credit card and then they're going to charge you. No. It
no
is
commitment.
No commitment, no contract. Month to month, you can do it for 1 month, 2 months, an entire year. Obviously, the longer you do it, the cheaper it is. But you have to use my name when you're checking out. It's lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano. That's lootcrate, lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano.com. On his way back. He should be back soon. So my weekend was interesting.
It sounds like it.
I went to a drag queen show.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, so I went to quite a few of them in college, but it's been a good 10 years since I've been to one, and a friend's birthday was coming up, and I'm like, let's go do something fun. Let's go to a drag show. And so I texted some of my friends that do these all the time, and I'm like, hey, Margaret, where do I go? She's like, you got to go to Bubba's and Sissy's in Alton. And I'm like, all right, you got it. And, you know, like, I don't know why I, like, expected
I'm assuming this is probably a gay bar?
Yes, okay. It is. Well, the funny thing is, so I get there.
Fantastic name for a gay bar.
Isn't it amazing? So I get there with my friend Jody, and then my friend Kathy, who's a little bit more reserved than the other two of us.
Right.
But still up for a good time.
Sure.
And so I get there, and I write, here's to trying new things, and checked us in at the gay bar, thinking it would just put a drag queen show.
Yeah.
And then my sister-in-law's like, Kelly, you're at a gay bar. And then Kathy's
like, well, Mr. thinks you're trying to go bad for the other team.
She's like, Take that down. And so I changed it and put up the drag show. And so,
yikes, crazy.
So we get there. Hang on. Let me flag the tape, Gary. Girls, go. Shut the door. Out. Shut that for me. I'm going to write down somewhere for Gary to cut out kids and moaning pig. And so, so we went to dinner first, and then we get to the drag show. And have you ever been to one?
I have. It's been a couple years, but friends of ours invited a bunch of, like, Jason and all of us out.
Right.
And what I remember was, like, at first I was like, I don't know if I want to go to this. Because I think every dude has a misconception of, like, they're going to hit on me or they're going to, you know, whatever. So my buddy Justin and I walk in, and we just go, first thing we do is we go to the bar. And I walk up to the bar, and it takes a minute. The bartender comes over, looks right at Justin, and goes, so what are you girls having tonight? And I was like,
They love to mess with straight dudes in the audience, and they did a lot of it. And so we get there, and the first one that came out was I think she called herself Kiki or something. She looked exactly like heavier Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, wow.
Like hook, line, and sinker. And she was hysterical. So they come out, and they lip sync their song.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing she said was, if you want a bitch to go away, give her a dollar. So you have to have dollars, and when they come up and start, like, singing to you, or in some cases, they just come up and, like, grab your boobies.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not prepared for that, nor was I prepared for a very drunk lady to come sit next to me and try to take me home. But
the thing that you need, like, fair warning for people who've never been to one, like, if you have problems with personal space invasion,
do not go.
Or if you have problems with overt sexualness,
right,
don't go. Because you're going to be, in some way, shape, or form, not molested, but you're going to get rubbed up on.
Exactly. And
it's all friendly. It's not malicious or anything like that. It's all in good fun.
Yes.
But it's going to happen.
And I completely forgot about that. And I sat in the front row.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, they love me.
I bet they do, because you're 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And so, well, as a matter of fact, whenever I asked the drag queen for a picture, she insisted on sitting down, because she's like, I am not standing next to you in a picture. This is going to look ridiculous.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. So they come out, and then they sing their song, or they lip sync a song, and then they do, like, a couple jokes and stuff. And first of all, you know, their makeup is amazing.
Oh, they look fantastic.
Yes, and their outfits are amazing. Yep. And I wish I had that confidence. And they can all dance so well. So the first one comes out, and she does her song. And in the middle of the song, she invites this girl out on stage who is so drunk that she's already fallen down once. This is a girl in the audience.
Okay.
Like, just coming.
For real girl?
Yes, for real girl. Just like a girl in the crowd,
right,
like drunk as a skunk, fell down. Right. The drag queen brings her out on the stage, and all of a sudden out pops her, like, boyfriend behind her on one knee. We saw the most, like, white trash proposal I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Gary's back. Gary, did you get the donuts? Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Let me see. Let me approve. Oh!
So awesome.
Five of them?
Those look fantastic. Well,
that was, Gary, that was, look at you.
Well, two of those are for myself and my wife.
Oh, man. All right, point the microphone towards you.
So, yeah, two of them are for me and Furry.
So me and Hoss can have one.
Right.
And then I'll save one for Jimmy.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's kind of how I worked it.
I kind of want you to eat yours here, though, because I want to see how awesome you think it is. Okay, we're talking about drag queens.
That's amazing.
But you can stay right there.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Keep your receipt. I'll add it to your check. We're good. So over the weekend, I was just talking about the white trash proposal that we saw.
That's pretty magnificent.
And, you know, I think it would have been different, though, like, if it was, like, maybe, like, a gay couple getting engaged.
Right.
Then it would make sense to do it at a gay bar. I'm sorry. If my husband, proposed to me in the middle of a drag show, I would be like, are you serious?
Oh.
Can you up your game a little bit?
Please, come on. Now, you know my wife.
Yes.
Do you think that would fly?
No.
Right.
No. But this poor girl was so drunk, I don't even know if she remembered she was engaged the next morning. We were literally like, is she going to remember this or not? And so then they're like, okay, now please welcome the next dancer. You know, she's sassy and spunky and wants your request. Please welcome out Butterscotch to the dance floor. And we're like,
yeah, Butterscotch.
And out walks a 7 foot tall drag queen in a red sequin gown with one arm.
Wow.
A one-armed drag queen. Who gets a one-armed drag queen?
Magnificent.
Wow. And so, like, me and the girls all look at each other. I'm like, okay, she's got one arm. So she's in a shoulderless dress. So, like, the stump is hanging out of, it's like an asymmetrical dress. So, like, so her good arm is hanging out of a sleeve. And
I would
then,
hope that would be the way it was.
But, and then, and then the non-arm, the stump, was hanging out of the hole in the dress. And so she's doing her song. And then whenever she'd want to clap, she'd take the microphone and she'd hit it on her stump. like, woo! Like, stump.
That's amazing.
And I took a picture of her because I didn't know if that was kosher or not, because I'm like, I don't want to get my ass kicked by a drag queen.
And they'll get territorial too.
Right. And I'm like, but I can't not get a picture of her for my audience. And then after her little dance, then she made all these jokes about having one arm. Right. She never really explained how she only had one arm. But to say the least, the fact that I ended up with the one arm, and then her name was Butterscotch, and she made us do and say all these things like, F you, Butterscotch. And like, yeah, I'm like, only, and I texted Hoss a picture of her. And so it got me thinking, like, that's our next interview.
It's got to be.
And it's got to be soon.
Even if it's not her, like, we totally need to have a drag queen.
I agree.
So the show that you went to,
yeah,
did they strip?
No.
Okay, the one that I went to, they did.
Wait a minute. How would they strip? They have wieners.
There's my question. These ladies, men?
When they're in drag, they want to be called ladies. Yeah.
Would strip down to G-strings.
Wait a minute.
Where do they put it?
Really? A G-string? Because,
like, if not a G-string, a very small thong.
Right.
Because I was looking, of course.
Everyone was in our show. And it got to the point where I was like, where are they putting it?
Well, this one African-American dancer, she came out, and she was so good, but she was so tiny. And all she had on was a leotard. And I'm like, where is it?
Yeah.
But can't you, like, mush it all up and, like...
I mean, I know that...
I know a lot of them tuck.
Tuck, but, like, dude, I'm telling you...
No, that's... No.
Unless they have the smallest package known to man...
Right.
They are master illusionists.
And what happens if you... how do I put this? What happens if you are dancing as a drag queen and get excited? If you tape it down, will it not come up?
Oh,
or will it break through the tape?
I mean, unless you're using like some heavy duty duct tape.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have one of those.
That was the most fascinating part for me.
Right.
Was, aside from the fact that obviously they didn't have breasts.
Yes. Oh, a lot of these did.
Really?
Yeah, like they had implants.
Well, when they would strip,
mm-hmm.
some of them would leave their bras on and obviously would have padded bras.
Yeah.
Some would take them off and then would have, you know, like tape over their nipples. Because I think because they're not a strip club, they can't technically be
exactly.
topless. So they
right.
have to have their nipples covered. But they would all get down to panties.
Yeah.
And you would not know that these were not men.
No. And, like, some of them were really beautiful. Like, I was jealous. I'm like, first of all, I want that body. Second of all, I want those dance moves. And, you know,
that's my number one question.
Yeah, third of all, I need, like, a winged eyeliner tutorial from you because you look amazing. So we absolutely need to get a drag queen on the show because it was so much fun.
And there are so many questions.
Yes, and if you've never been, I mean, we had a great time at Bub and Sissy's. I don't know. It was, like, a Saturday night, 10 o'clock show. I don't know if the one-armed chick is there every weekend, but if you can go see the one-armed drag queen.
I'm in. I want to go see this.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so I was telling you guys that I accidentally took my kids to a drag show last year. And I know,
again, do you accidentally do
listen,
that?
Because I'm Kelly Mano and just stupid shit happens to me on the reg. We went to dinner with our friends from the band Clockwork.
Yeah.
And so we were shooting music video at the Costaloma Ballroom, and I called him and I'm like, hey, we need to come scout the ballroom before we shoot. We need to measure a few things and get some things done. When can we come by? And they're like, okay, come by Saturday at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And I'm like, well, that seems kind of late, but okay. And so we took the kids to dinner. And we had the Clockwork family with us too. And so we head over to Casa Loma to scout the location. And standing at the front door is like a 7 foot tall Cher impersonator.
Of course.
Of course it was Cher.
And exactly. I'm like, hi. And, you know, of course he's like, would you like to come in? You know, like, because they'll talk in their deep voice right. to be funny. And Lucy looked up at her like the heavens had opened, like, oh. And she's like, I love your makeup. I love your dress. I love your shoes. Like, Lucy was just enamored. And so we go in and we go up the thing. And little did we know, we were scouting during a Cher drag queen competition.
That's amazing.
And so, like, one at a time.
That was next week in the Bette Midler one.
I know, right?
And the weekend after was the Lady Gaga one.
So we have all three kids with us. And it, you know what? I think it was like a Sunday night.
Wow.
And so the girls go out there because everybody's dancing along because the Cher impersonators are, like, doing their thing up on the stage and, like, singing. The girls are out on the dance floor. They were, what, like, I guess Libby Lou was, like, 4.5 or 5. And they're just dancing their butts off to all
Lucy's
these,
in heaven.
Lucy's in heaven. And we stayed for, like, half an hour. I'm like, you know what? When in Rome, we might as well just stay. We're already in here.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the kids have already seen all the drag queens. I don't care. We're going to have a, you know, we'll just talk about it on the way home. And so we stayed and we watched the drag show. And then, like, we leave. And, like, Rocky had not said a word the whole time. And, like, we're finally walking to the car. And Rocky's like, Mom. I'm like, what? He's like, so those were boys in those costumes? And I'm like, yep. He's like, okay, just checking.
Did Lucy figure it out?
No. I don't think Lucy or Libby Lou figured it out. But Rocky was like, just straighten this out for me, Mom.
I'm sure Lucy just saw makeup and costumes.
Lucy
and
saw makeup and hair and heels.
Right.
Yeah, like last weekend, I know Haw saw Lucy at her first communion. And her dress was ridiculous. It looked like we were giving away a child bride at a gypsy wedding.
So you have to say the quote that you told me she said.
When she said, just because I'm in church doesn't mean I can't turn a few heads.
Yeah.
I said, Lucy, I'm like,
you were so in trouble.
I'm like, you have to remember what this is about. This is your first Holy Communion, and, you know, this is what it means. And she's like, I know, but she's like, just because it's church doesn't mean I can't turn a few heads. And then when we were going over, so they have really strict rules on your first communion dress. Like, it cannot be a spaghetti strap, and it can't be this, and it can't be that. So we're trying to make sure that this obnoxious dress that she picked out, which was a pageant dress,
falls under the guidelines.
Right. And so she looks at me dead serious, and she goes, well, is there a heel requirement? I'm like, a heel requirement? She's like, a height. She's like, how high can my heels be? I'm like, no, because you're 8. They didn't even think to put that in there because she had these big spike heels. I'm like, I don't think you can wear those, Lucy. She's like, well, there's not a heel requirement in the guidelines, so I can wear whatever I want. I don't think I've posted many of those pictures yet because it was the same weekend as Libby Lou's TJ Oshie thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like in our house when one thing happens, like 400 things happen.
Right.
There were a couple of pictures.
How old is she now?
8.
Uncle Haas is going to have to come over with Uncle a shotgun. Haas, and
yes, you are, because you know what? My husband is way too nice. Like, way too nice. Like, her boyfriends are going to come over and he's going to be like, let me bake you a pie. Like, meanwhile, like, I cannot even imagine.
The line's going to start for that girl in junior high.
Oh, listen, I've taught my girls to take care of themselves. The first poor girl that dates Rocky and has to deal with me, like, I'm already praying for her. Like, Lord, please protect this girl, because if she hurts my son, I will run her ass over in a truck.
Right.
But yet, Jimmy, you know, I'll be the one cleaning my gun at the table. Hi, little girl. So you want to take Rocky on a date? Jimmy's way too nice. So, yeah, absolutely, Uncle Haas, if you want to start, you know.
I'm going to have to be protective of that girl.
Sounds good. All right, we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Your friends, you could be standing there while I'm drinking my hands, steady looking at me, still asking questions. Time's up, nigga, pass me another contestant. Whole move to the left if you ain't about 30. I talked through 3 or 4 songs already. Looking at a nigga with your palm, man.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Oh, yeah. Haas, do you know why I'm playing Pimp Juice right now?
Are you going to pimp us out?
Because I'm pimping us out.
Yeah.
Did you know that Haas and Kelly Mano are available to host your event?
That's truth.
Yeah, I mean, if you need us to host your trivia night, your celebrity gala.
Bar mitzvahs.
Circumcisions.
Births.
Yes, if you want us to live broadcast your birth, we will do it for you.
Dinosaur costumes cost extra.
They do. They cost a little bit extra. But if you have an event coming up, whether it's a trivia night or a charity event or something that you are looking for an MC or somebody to run the show, Haas and I pimp each other out.
That's true.
For a small fee that goes to feed starving children.
In my belly.
If you are interested to hire myself and Haas to come out and host your event, make sure you email the show, heykelly@kellymano.com. We would love to hear from you.
No event is too big. No fee is too big.
No pimp cup is too large.
That's true.
Pimp juice, baby. Hire Kelly and Haas.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano podcast. And
as you eat your donuts.
Haas. Is that the best thing you've ever put in your mouth?
I think I said something very inappropriate a second ago about how good this is.
Oh, this is riveting radio.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with these donuts at Shop and Save.
For good reason.
And I keep telling you guys how amazing they are. It's like a donut and then like a layer of cream. And not like the crappy whipped cream. Like, this is like cupcake icing.
It's like they halved a donut. Mm. And then, like, in the middle... put like cake frosting.
They do. And I got crap on my microphone. And probably some kind of drug. Because
crack.
I am like legitimately addicted to these. And so Gary just went and got them for us because my husband's dying in the next room. He's gonna sleep in like 3 days. However, I just licked my microphone.
It's all right.
That's why you don't eat on the air. So Gary, are you gonna wait to eat yours with Ree?
Yes.
Oh my god, these are amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You know what's going to suck? Is that when people start catching on to how good these donuts are...
You're going to say when we were finished with these?
No. Because you know what? Jimmy's sleeping. I'm totally eating his. He's not going
to
know.
He doesn't need to know.
He doesn't need to know.
Just, you could just tell him when there were four.
That's what I'll do.
You snooze, you lose.
You snooze. Oh, Rocky sees it. Go away. I'll give you a bite later if you don't tell your sisters. Go. Go away. Quit looking at the donut. Go to bed. What up? Haas found this story because he's perverted.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with the guy that got cinnamon rolls like exploded in his butt in Walmart?
Well,
was it in Walmart?
It was a Walmart in Las Vegas, so
of course
that, you know, sets the scene. It was a man and his partner, another dude,
mm-hmm.
who were apparently known for shoplifting at said Walmart, but had never officially been caught. But the store and the security staff had sort of figured out these people are repeat offenders. Which, side note, I had friends in college who basically decorated their entire dorm rooms out of stolen stuff from Walmart.
Oh,
apparently not hard to shoplift from Walmart.
There was about 2-year period in my life where I was literally like a kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, I'm addicted to the adrenaline rush. Like, yeah. I don't get off on things like bad stuff, like, you know, drugs and stuff. But, like... you know, just the thing of, like, stealing a lipstick or something.
Yeah.
So him and his partner were stealing.
So they were basically habitual shoplifters from this Walmart mm-hmm. in Vegas. Well, they had a whole bunch of stuff and went into the men's room in Walmart.
Yeah.
With said stuff.
You're not supposed to take merchandise in those bathrooms.
Absolutely
not. You get in trouble.
Yep.
And then they came out with one less cinnamon roll in their basket?
The security guard said that he went in
mm-hmm.
and he didn't see anyone but heard, quote, moans coming from the stall.
Okay.
So he stands there and waits. Dude comes out of the stall and he immediately confronts him and says, I need to see the items that you
took in there. Where did they go?
And he's like, I didn't take anything. And he goes, sir, I saw you walk in here with something. I need to know where it's at. And the guy tries to run past him and get away.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy tackles him. The security guard tackles him. And says that as soon as he tackles him, he hears an audible pop. And the guy starts, like, screaming in pain. And then
he probably thought he, like, broke a bone. Like, did I break this guy's leg or something? Did I land on him wrong?
The quote is, and then a substance started oozing from his backside.
And the substance was?
They didn't say. Turns out, dude shoved a can of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls up his butt. And the doctors who performed the cinnamon rollectomy said that the tube of rolls burst due to a combination of the pressure inside of his anus.
Yes.
And the sudden impact of hitting the floor.
So when the security guard tackled him, he popped the biscuits up the dude's butt.
Yep.
That is...
And apparently also, while this is all happening, the partner is just crying and screaming because he thinks that his partner is dying. Because there's something leaking from his butt. The guy knows what it is.
Well, those biscuits expand, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Of
all things,
that
doesn't even sound comfortable. I mean, those cinnamon rolls have like hard edges.
Those aren't small containers, if I remember right, either.
Well, they do make like the thinner ones, but
still,
like there's like a hard lip going around those.
Yeah, that's not not a rounded, contoured edge.
I could think of a lot more expensive things to steal from Walmart.
I forgot the key part. Before he tried to run around the guy.
Yeah.
He sprayed the security guard in the face with KY jelly. Obviously, KY jelly, which was being used to help lube the trail to hide
the biscuits in the butt.
Okay. So,
God, people are weird.
Yeah, so of things you would like to hear on a daily basis, you have cinnamon rolls, anus, and KY jelly.
Yeah.
God. Now I'm hungry for cinnamon rolls.
I don't know if I'm not hungry for cinnamon rolls.
No.
You know what I do? Because those cinnamon roll packages, they're damn stingy with their icing. So I buy two packets of cinnamon rolls, and I throw away one package and just use the icing on both packets.
Ooh. You know what I'm a big fan of, and I think I'm the only person who really likes them, is the orange rolls.
Ew.
Oh, the orange rolls are the best.
They're so good.
Orange rolls are so good. And
trying to mix orange with chocolate and stuff?
Oh, I love the chocolate oranges.
Oh, come on.
That's my jam at Christmas.
That sucks. I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say
the orange rolls are great.
Yeah, the orange rolls. The other thing I was going to say is instead of using the minimal amount of icing that they give you on for a cinnamon roll, go get a thing of like Betty Crocker cream cheese frosting.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
You know, I think the reason I like the orange rolls is the same reason I like strawberry shakes. It's so horribly artificial.
Yes, yes.
It's basically just sugar with a hint of whatever it's trying to
be. Like plastic yoga mats or something.
Right.
Have you ever had like the banana shakes from Steak and Shake? Like
no.
They're so fake, but they're so good.
Anything.
Oh my God. We should have these donuts every time.
Yes.
Don't you? I'm going into a donut coma right now. Like as we speak. Did I ever tell you that? Like Jimmy and I, it's like one of our biggest marital fights was over a can of biscuits. Because when we got married, I absolutely adored Jimmy's mom, but Jimmy was the youngest of nine. And so she babied him a whole lot, which is natural because I'll probably do the exact same thing to Libby Lou. But it was to the point where when we got married, he didn't know. Like she literally did all of his laundry, cooked him three meals a day, balanced his checkbook for him. So when I got him, you know, it was like kind of teaching him how to do all these things that he hadn't, you know, learned how to do like as a normal functioning adult. And so one day we were trying to go 500 places. Oh, I want to say it was Mother's Day or something. I'm like, the only thing that I want you to do is feed the kids breakfast. I'm like, I've got, you know, I had to get in the shower. We had somewhere to be. I'm like, there's a roll of biscuits in the fridge. Just please feed the kids the biscuits. And he's like, how do I make biscuits? I'm like, there's instructions on the side of it. Just read them.
Right.
So I get in the shower and all of a sudden I hear Jimmy screaming, like screaming like somebody has been shot. and it's part panic because he knows he's in trouble because he's messed up the biscuits.
Right.
And he's like, Kelly, get in here. And like, I'm like, what? He's like, there's something wrong with these damn biscuits. We bought the wrong kind of book. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, they just exploded. And I'm like, so I get out of the shower. I come out to see what's wrong. He had taken a can opener and started opening the top end of the biscuits. And as soon as that little crack came out, all the biscuits came out oozing. I'm like, and he's like, well, he's like, nobody told me how to open it. I'm like, you're 27 years old, and
it tells you how to open it on the can.
Yeah, and so we had I'm like, and then it turned into like, oh my God, I just wish you knew how to do basic stuff. All I wanted to do was feed the kids. And, you know, and so it turned into a fight about all these things that he doesn't know how to do as an adult.
Right.
And so
Which I think everyone has had that fight with. There's always one deficiency with a partner that you're always like, how do you not know how to do whatever?
Right. And with Jimmy, it's like all kinds of things. Because I remember the first time I was like, hey, I need you to start boiling the water for our spaghetti that I'm going to cook for dinner tonight. I had 3 phone calls. Okay, number 1, how much water? Number 2, I don't know what pot to use. Number 3, how hot should I make the water? And I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I will never ask you to boil water again. But I will say that I've trained him well, and he, you know, but yeah, it's a good thing because Jimmy and I have a great marriage. So the fact that we would fight about something like biscuits, I think speaks volumes.
Right. I understand the pasta problem.
You do.
When I was in high school, my senior year, I was dating a girl. And the only, like, we were on such different, like, class paths in high school that we tried to find something we could take together. We took senior homemaking, which the first half was, like, sewing and stuff.
Right.
And the second half was cooking.
Right.
So at the end of the semester, we decided we were going to make dinner for her family.
Uh-huh.
And she put me in charge of making minute rice. And I don't remember. Think, like, I put the water in first and, like, dumped the rice in or whatever. Like, effed up minute rice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she looked at me and she's like, I put you in charge of one thing.
Yeah.
Because the deal we had in school was she was like, look, I'll handle all the cooking stuff. Because, like, you had a shared kitchen.
Yeah.
And so our kitchen was my girlfriend, me, and 2 of my football buddies.
Oh, God.
She's like, I'll make it all. You guys eat it and clean. We're like, fine. So I learned how to make nothing. I just learned how to eat and clean pans. So she put me in charge of minute rice, effed it up in the first 2 minutes.
Yes.
And she looked at me and she's like, what is wrong with you?
Yes. And that's how the fight started. It was just, I needed him to do that one thing.
Yep. I get it. I totally get it.
And then it turned into like, how can you be almost 30 years old and not know how to open a can of biscuits?
Yeah.
You know? And then but now, you know, now he's...
Do you have anything that you're deficient at that you're like, how do I not know how to do this?
No, I'm just bossy, you know, and he has to put up with me like being super, super bossy. And I don't know if there's anything I can... No, because I love learning how to do stuff. Like, if we need a new ceiling fan and we need somebody to come put it in, I want to come watch him and learn. And Jimmy just, he doesn't like learning that kind of stuff. He'd rather pay somebody to do it.
I know that, like, I can work with saws and wood and stuff like that. I could probably do my own electrical, but I'm scared to death of either shocking myself or lighting my house on fire.
Right. Yeah.
The one thing that I am desperately deficient at, aside from my count to change a tire, is if my car broke down, I'm effed.
Oh.
I have AAA. That's what they're there for.
Right, exactly.
I know what I'm deficient in. Directions.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh.
But in today's GPS.
You don't need it now.
It doesn't matter. I will still get lost.
With a GPS?
Yes, because if the lady in the box doesn't tell me to turn, I don't turn. When we were interns at 105.7 The Point, and we were working down there on Cole Street, they needed me to go to Union Station. Okay,
it's like 6 blocks.
They're like, Kelly, we need you to go to Union Station and get something. And I was scared to death because the only way I knew how to do was get to the Point Building and back home to Granite City.
Right.
I didn't know anything else. And they sat and drew me directions and everything. Do you want to know where I called Woody from?
Where?
That great big Amoco sign.
Oh, my God. You're on Clayton and Stinker.
Yes, that's where I ended up. And I'm like, I don't know where I am, but I see this giant Amoco sign. And he's like, I don't even know what to do with you.
And Woody, I've only seen Woody get mad at one person. And by the way, the Woody we're talking about is not the Woody that you're thinking of.
Oh, no,
it's not the on-air Woody. Mm-mm. There was a promotion guy named Woody, totally different guy.
Right.
He was so sweet, but they never sent me out to drive anywhere again.
That's hysterical.
Without somebody else?
And did I tell you about the time that I went, we lived in Carbondale, like in when I went to college, we would go to all these little like farm towns.
Like Paducah?
Yeah. And so, like, we were trying to get back to Carbondale, and I followed a map. I'm like, oh, well, I found Marion. And Marion, Illinois, is right next to Carbondale. So I followed the map as we were driving, and I drove us to Marion, Indiana.
Nice.
Oops.
True story.
Oops.
Look it up. I mean, I don't think we made it all the way there, but we made it far enough to where it was like, oh, we're crossing the Indiana state line. I don't think we're supposed to be doing this.
I got turned around on Big Ben one time. We helped my friend move, and I was like, oh, Big Ben. I know if I take Big Ben, I'm eventually going to hit 40.
Yes.
I ended up going the other way on Big Ben. Like, there's this weird thing, like, when you get into Webster, where if you stay on Big Ben, you're no longer going north and you start going west.
Oh.
And I ended up like out in Baldwin somewhere. Jason was with me. Jason was on the show Sunday. And I got to the point where I'm like, dude, I don't know where I'm at.
See?
Like, I was lost in, like, deep, deep West County.
I can go somewhere 10 times and not know how to get there.
If I can get there once, I can get there again.
No.
The thing that I've noticed is, and I think this is more to do with the GPS society, is I used to be able to, like, drop me off in a city I've been in.
Yeah.
And I could get there
fine. That's how Jimmy is.
Now, like, new cities... If I've only been there like once or twice with my GPS, nope, I need my GPS.
Yes, no. Jimmy's brilliant when it comes to directions, and I can't believe he doesn't get like more frustrated than he does. But sometimes I'll just call him. Do you know how long it took me to find the Mills Mall, and I live in Hazelwood, when it opened? Like, I mean...
I would say follow the crowds, but that's not accurate.
No, especially not anymore.
Not
all right.
Ever.
So thank you for joining us for episode 43. Is that what we're on?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We got it right this time. Two shows again next week. As always, if you like the show, share the show. I don't know what the hell we're doing next week. Anybody else know?
I'm on vacation.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we're going to do an all-girls show for one show.
Wait, yeah. I have a day off?
Well, no, you only have half a day off because you got to do the other show.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll find something fun to do. If you're not already in our Facebook group, you should be, because we have a lot of fun in there. Just look for the Kelly Mano chat group, Facebook page. What do I call it? Chat message group.
That's about right.
You know what it
is. And otherwise, where else can they get a hold of you, Kelly?
My email, heykelly@kellymano.com.
All right.
But nobody uses that. They still just message me on Facebook, even though I tell them not to. Because I get 9,000 emails a day on Facebook.
Right.
But that's okay.
Hey, whatever.
They'll learn. Whatever works. Whatever floats your boat. Whatever twinkles your tweeter. We will be back next week. Until then, be good. What do I say? Be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy, hoss.
Cinnamon rolls. Good in the oven, not in your butt.
We will talk to you guys next week.
See ya!
Yes, now that's so.
Thank you very much.